Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Jeff, were you at all surprised with what happened yesterday with Don?
I mean, it's never a good feeling, I think, when you're a part of a team and especially as players, obviously we didn't meet the goal, and that's a result of that, and we're a part of not meeting the goal. So, it's not a good feeling.
Kevin mentioned yesterday that just really it started with training camp where he didn't really like sort of the standard wasn't there. He was looking for more out of you guys. Do you feel like you guys never got on track, and maybe it started when everybody got here back in September?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think with hindsight, you have the ability to reflect and you have sort of a clearer picture of things. I think, obviously, going through training camp, you try and prepare for the season as best you can. And it ended up not being good enough. So, I think it's one of those things where you can learn from it. Every training camp you go into, I think you have the opportunity to lean on past experiences, and you kind of take what you've learned in the past and use it moving forward. And I think that's what I or we or everyone in here will do moving forward into to next camp.
Something else Kevin mentioned yesterday was when looking for the next head coach, he wants head coaching pedigree, NHL experience, but also that you guys are craving accountability. I guess, what does that mean to you? And as someone who's been here for a long time, what are you looking for in the next head coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of his job to lead the search and come up with the right coach. I think as players, I think you control what you can control, and I think that again, it's one of those things where you lean on past experiences and you take what you've learned and you move forward and you try and do your best with what you have, I think. And yeah, I think as a player, he's not much concerned about sort of the coaching search, because that's not our job, and I'm sure they'll get the right coach, and then as a player you get ready for camp and you get yourself ready to help the team.
Jeff, what does Donnie mean to you personally in your game?
Oh, I mean, I think he's a great guy, I think, first and foremost, I think, and he cares about his players. I think I've had a few coaches over my NHL career, and I think you can sort of take things from each one. Obviously, they're all coaches in NHL. It's the highest level. They've done a lot of good things to get where they are. And then I think each coach has sort of their own strengths and own sort of things that stand out about them. And for me, I think sort of how much he cares about his players is right at the top of the list. So I think, I really enjoyed getting to know him and working with him. And I wish him all the best.
Jeff, what happened to that fun-loving team that came out with shorts on at the Heritage Classic in Hamilton? It looks like you guys were coming together at that time. I know it was 2 years ago, but there seemed to be, as Kevin pointed out, some hesitancy in the play this season. Just couldn't get it together. What happened to that fun-loving team back then?
Oh, I mean, every season is different. That was kind of like a snapshot of kind of a moment of time. I mean, it's even going through that season, I think there was ups and downs. It just so happened had some momentum at that time. And I think that's the challenge of playing in the NHL is sort of capturing that momentum and trying to extend it as long as you can. So there'll be ups and downs throughout careers, throughout seasons, and you find a way to manage them and move forward.
Jeff, well, quite a few of the players, including yourself, saw your goal totals go down this season. Why do you think that is? I know you can probably only speak for yourself, but why do you think so many of you saw your goal totals go down?
I mean, we didn't score as many goals, I think, is probably a short answer. I think the reason that happened, there's a number of variables that go into it. It's hard to say. It's hard to sort of pinpoint one reason and sort of expand on it. And then I think if there was an easy fix, we would have fixed it. But it's just one of those things where things weren't clicking or we didn't find a rhythm or offensively didn't sort of produce sort of up to the standard. And that's what the result was.
Jeff, what was the nature of the impact of the Nathan MacKinnon hit on you, and how much were you battling through that the rest of the season?
I mean, I think every guy plays through injuries at some point. I don't think there was any lasting effects or anything that was nagging at me. I'm 100% healthy, and that's about it.
How's this done?
I mean, you were struggling when he took over, and you took off right after, you know, he took over and you had career seasons and all that. What happened? What did he specifically do for your career that made you, you know, find that extra level?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say one thing. I think, I mean, and it's also, I'm not disrespecting him at all. It's a group effort. I think when guys have good seasons individually, it's because the team's playing well, the team's clicking, your line mates are playing well. It's obviously he's the coach and he's kind of steering the ship, and he has a lot to do with it. But I think as far as what he did, he's an NHL coach. He's a coach that's gotten to the pinnacle of coaching, and he's gotten there for a reason. He's a good coach. He tries to get the best out of his players, and that's kind of sort of how I think about it. And then everyone else has a role to play in that as well.
How does the group in this room need to respond after not only falling short of expectations, but it leading to another coaching change?
Yeah, I mean, I think no one in here is satisfied. Everyone is disappointed with the result and frustrated with the result. And I think moving forward, you use that as motivation in whatever way you choose, kind of. I think every person deals with that kind of thing differently. But I think there's no shortage of motivation and urgency for guys in this room to play up to our standard and to keep raising that standard.
What was Kevin's message to you guys today?
I mean, I think to me it's kind of what I just said. I think and again, it's if you want the message from him, I think you probably got a lot of it yesterday. I'm sure he'll speak again, but it's up to each guy to take kind of what they take from it, and I think it's about raising the standard and playing up to that. I think that obviously we know we fell short of that, and no one's happy or satisfied with that, and now it's up to us to correct it.
How do you feel about your role moving forward, just given, you know, the way your ice time changed a little bit at the end of the year? What's your sense of where you fit in going next year?
I mean, I think I try and help the team win in whatever role. I think that I've been around long enough to sort of be able to evaluate my own play and sort of tweak it into when I'm not satisfied with it and know kind of what I can contribute and how I can help the team. And I think that's always someone's mindset, but I think the more experience you have, the more in tune you are with what you can bring, and I'm pretty comfortable with kind of where I'm at in that sense.
Kevin's competing consistently was an issue with the group. Is that something you need the next coach to address, or is that something that's got to come from you guys from within?
I don't know. I think it's comes from within, I guess. I mean, I think that everyone here is competitive. You don't get to the NHL sort of not being a competitive person. I think the flip side, everyone on the other team is competitive. So it's about bringing that intensity consistently. And when you slip up or you don't bring it if you don't bring it consistently, it looks like guys aren't competing, but I think it's more about consistently bringing it and not having any lapses or any moments where the other team can take advantage. And I think that's what every team's after. And I think that individually you find ways to kind of overcome that challenge. And then obviously as a group, it shows up. But a little bit of both, I guess. I don't know. I think it's one of those things where, yeah, it's individual, but it's also it's something that sort of comes together as a result of things that you do. And it's more than one thing.
I asked you about the way Zach Benson handled his rookie season, having played as an 18-year-old yourself.
Yeah, he was great. I think what's exciting is just to see how much he's going to improve. I think that it's one of those things. I think as a player, as a teammate, you have a unique perspective because you get to see him every day in practice. And I think even for me, kind of watching kind of him grow as the season went on, watching how he scored a ton of points in junior. Obviously, he comes up and it's an adjustment. I think he's got some maturity in his game that I think that some guys just don't have. I think it's not even an age thing. And then I think offensively he's gonna continue to improve. I think you look at his goals, a lot of them are around the net, and he's gonna get bigger, faster, stronger. He's gonna be able to score from out from further out. The faster and stronger he gets, getting in tight and scoring some of the goals he scored the way he did, I think. Some of those are kind of just instincts. Some of those you can't really teach, and that's kind of an indication of how good he is and how good he can be, because I think that he's going to continue to get better, and some of the signs are there and very clear that that's going to happen.
You mentioned you were healthy, but so the drop in ice time, the drop in production the second half of the season, I know there's several factors that go into that, but is there anything that you can attribute to maybe not producing the amount that you would like?
No, I mean, there's a lot of variables that go into it. I think for me, it's something that I think you look at in the summer as a player, you review your season, and the further away you get from it, the more you can reflect on it and have a clearer sense of what you like to improve and what you like to work on in the summer that will help you moving forward. I think that's what I'll do. That's what I've done in the past, and I think that I'm excited to start working on that this summer.
Thanks.
Is
this still where you want to play?
Yeah, I love it in Buffalo, obviously. I love being a part of the community and being a part of this group. There's a lot of great people here, great players, great staff. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.